Bright lights in Babylon. Daniel chapter 1 verse 19. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. It is possible to raise children for God in Babylon. Babylon is a dark place. So shines brighter the sons of God in dark Babylon. We should be the brightest lights in Babylon. Our children should shine 10 times better. Our lumens should be brighter than the darkness of Babylon. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were 10 times brighter and better. The king found them 10 times better because Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat and his wine. No, but he would wholly follow the Lord his God. That foundation was important and later would be tested all of his life, just like it will for the child of God. Your light will be tested. Your light will be tested with extreme darkness, be it the darkness of the mind, be it the darkness of the world. It will be tested. Your light will be tested. He would shine as bright lights in Babylon. In all matters of wisdom, they were 10 times better. In all matters of understanding, they were 10 times brighter. He found them to be more productive than all the magicians and astrologers. In science, they were above their fellows. In understanding of the stars and creation and how the worlds were framed, they were 10 times better. Daniel and his companions never forgot where their great strength lay. It was in following the Lord their God. It was in obeying him and following his commands that made their light shine bright. Why the light of the glorious gospel cannot help but shine in dark Babylon. There is no way around it. The Bible says that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Well said our Lord and Savior, ye are the light of the world. Ye are the salt of the earth. Yes, you will stand out by your very nature. Now then, as times get darker, let your light so shine. We must never hide our lights, but shine them bright. We should, as children of God, shine the brighter in a wicked world. These boys stood out because the light of God in their souls. It drove all that they did, and God blessed them greatly for it. They would have many trials along the way, but it started with purposing in their hearts, making the stand in the beginning with the world. Maybe it's standing firm on your work schedule. So you can serve the Lord on your faithfulness to God. Maybe it's being cautious in your speech as the world tells lewd jokes at work and you do not laugh with them. I don't know what it is, but your light will be tested. It will always be tested. Daniel's testing started in Daniel chapter 1 with the simple thing of what he would allow into his mouth, what he would allow himself to eat, and would he trust his God? Would he have faith in his God that God would protect him? So his faith implored him, yea, his bright light led him to ask the keeper of those men if he could not defile himself, if he could eat the pulse and drink the water. It started there. That was the foundation of his testing for all of his life. Learn then to purpose in your heart to be the light of the world, to purpose in your heart to obey God in the beginning. And when the latter test comes, because the foundation is strong, your light will shine forth bright, and men shall see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Bright lights in Babylon.